Welcome to the Mind Body TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. I'm a conventionally trained physician sharing how the body heals and how you can access this state of healing effortlessly.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mind Body TV. I'm Dr. Kim DeRamo. I am very excited to have you here today. So I want to say a special hello to everyone who's listening to the podcast or listening to the recording. I'm going to share today about what to do when things don't go your way, how to let go so it's not so painful, it's not so rocky, you're not suffering with this attachment that it's not okay, has to be this way. And, you know, this is really timely because we are in the midst of our elections here in US. We're in the middle of the election because it election day was yesterday, but as a lot of us were aware, this was not going to be settled in, you know, just one day. There's a lot that's coming up, a lot of intensity, a lot of chaos, a lot of fear, a lot of discord around this. And I shared a video on this yesterday when it was on our election day, because I didn't want to tell people what to do or if they were going to vote, how to vote, but just be in your heart and know that, you know, true change happens from within us and everything outside us is a reflection. It's okay. No matter what's going on out there, it's okay. And you can find 2% more peace in here so that you stay in harmony, because that's what really contributes the most to the world. So I wanted to share today, you know, what do we do when things don't go our way? Because it's kind of hard to be involved in something like a national election and not have a preference. But preference, you know, taken to its extreme form is attachment. And a lot of people right now are in attachment over having that way that they think is the best happen. And then if it doesn't, there can be pretty profound devastation. So I wanted to share this topic today to bring some light to the equation that we do not need to suffer through this. We do not have to live in attachment as a way to try to make things be the way we think they should be, or to contribute to the world and make the world a better place, because it doesn't make it a better place for our, you know, our personal experience or our global experience. So hello to everybody who's tuning in from all over the world. I love hearing where you're tuning in from. So welcome for those of you who are here live. Annika from Sweden. Hello, Rachel. Rita from British Columbia. Someone in Facebook from Pennsylvania. We've got Jean from Pennsylvania as well. Aisha from UK, the first time I ever made it to live. Welcome to our live. So for everyone listening, we're here each week live at 11 a.m. Mountain in my YouTube channel, Dr. Kim DeRamo, or in the Mind Body community in Facebook. Hello, Anne. I'm so glad you guys are here. Ellen, hello, beautiful. All right. So the way I wanted to chop this up and decipher this message today with when things don't go your way, how do we let go when things don't go our way? And first of all is what's my way? Because we can get really attached to here's how it should be. And we have so many reasons for that. Like even myself, I have chosen in the last several months to get really educated about what's going on underneath things, not just what we're told in the mainstream media, but what are other points of view. And for me, the way I do this is I soften my body so that I become super receptive, and then I can have clarity over what do I know to be true. So someone says, here's what's really happening, and this is what's really going on. And you're like, is there some truth in there? Sometimes people have an agenda, or they have their in fear, and there may be a truth in there, but then there's this layer or this edge that they're speaking through, and it can alter the way it comes through. But you can still receive that. Is there truth in there for me? And you listen, but you don't listen from here with just your head and your mind. Yeah, I think that makes sense. Oh, I knew one person once that did something like that. You actually listen with your whole being from the heart. So to do that, we've got to actually soften, physically soften the body. bring our presence to our body, and then deepen and slow our breathing. So those are kind of like the three key things. For those of you who are familiar with my work and the Instant Elevation, I created a whole program around this. These are the three keys, where we put our attention and what we do with our body so that we can consciously choose. So a lot of what most people are doing, we're living from the mind. We're living from a program, whether it's, well, I'm spiritually awakened and I know the truth, but I'm still like living from a program. Or, yay, here's what I've been told and here's what I think and I'm going to fight everything that isn't that. It's a program. So until we can actually just get present, slow our breathing, soften our body, we don't have the receptivity to know what's actually true. And this is so important right now, where there's a million different messages from a million directions saying totally different things. So how do we know? I mean, how do we even know who do I want to vote for? We got to get present and tune in. What will create the most here? So, and I know someone who in the first election, who was close to me, who voted for Donald Trump. And I thought, what? And the person said, I know this will be a huge disruption. I know the system is broken. It's corrupt on so many levels. It's not even funny, in ways that can't really be seen. And then if someone like Donald Trump comes in and makes a mess, it will reveal just how corrupt the system really is. And I actually thought there was a lot of wisdom in that, because one of the reasons I didn't engage in voting for most of my life was because I was aware that both parties were at the same frequency and consciousness, and it really wasn't going to create a global shift either way. So I didn't put a lot of energy into studying it, educating myself, and participating in it. I participated in different ways to increase global consciousness, to really make a difference in the world. We all do it in the ways we do it. The point is, I had been aware for a very long time that there was our solution is not in our leaders. Our solution is in who are we. Our leadership will be a reflection of who we are. Our government will be a reflection of who we are. So in this first piece of, you know, how do we let go when things don't go our way? Look at what you're calling your way. Is it your mind's construct of judgments, assumptions, beliefs, fears of what you think has to happen or else? Or is it your truth? Because that actually can't be threatened. I know, sounds really weird. Like, whoa, of course it can be threatened. Someone could take it away. You know, someone could destroy it. It's not actually, if you look at what is actually true, I am whole. I am okay exactly as I am. I can choose to embrace myself and my experience fully, no matter what, so that I can choose even 2% more peace in any now moment. That's true. And it doesn't require anyone outside of me to give me permission or create a certain circumstance in order for that to happen. So, okay, let's tune in for a few more people. Hello from England, Croatia, Estonia. This is super cool. Oh my goodness. My daughter is at school and wanted to tune in. So here she is. That is her teacher. Hello, beautiful Gemma. I'm so glad you're here. Eva from Spain, Katarina, hello, from Sweden, someone in Facebook from New York, oh, Liliana from Serbia, someone else from UK. All right, so let's tune in. Are there any questions or what has been coming up for you around this? yeah, I have a stethoscope. All right, so let's look. So that's the first piece is like, am I functioning from my mind and what I think needs to happen? You know, my daughter's 8. This is something that's foundational, no matter what age we are. Do I have to have my way? Like kids in the schoolyard, right? Because we're all kids at heart. Am I being the kid who's like, I have to have my way. It's not okay that this happened. Now I'm upset and I'm mad, right? So it ruins my day. Because I remember the last election, people telling me, oh my God, I cried all day. I couldn't believe what happened. I'm like, what? Are you serious? And I can understand that a lot more now because I see the attachment to what we think needs to happen and how we think things need to go. So I know for my daughter, she's learning how to find a space of like 2% more of that, 2% more, I'm okay. even though XYZ is happening, even though she said this thing to me, even though they don't want to play with me, even though my candidate may not get elected, because I don't think we even know yet, this didn't happen. Can I find my own inner ease? Because when I embody that, everything changes. Actually, this is one of the tools in the Mind Body Toolkit, my book, which we are relaunching starting on Monday. So stay tuned. Be sure you're subscribed at drkimd.com and you'll receive the invitations for that. We have a special pre-order if you'd like a signed hard copy of the book that we will be beginning, I think, on Monday, that we will be offering. But this is one of the tools in the book, is like, if you find 2% more inner ease, everything changes in your body, your cells, your inflammation, your immune system, your digestion, your brain patterning, everything. And it also really powerfully affects what's happening around you, how others treat you, whether you access your genius and do amazing things and have abundance and money, success, or you're like, oh, never can quite figure it out. Why are all these things happening to me? Has everything to do with this inner state. All right, so the second thing I wanted to talk about, how to let go when things don't go your way, is the part about it doesn't go how I thought it was supposed to go. What's the idea of what is happening, how it's going? It's going good. It's going bad. It's going, oh, I don't know. It's a little tricky right now, right? How's it going is also an idea in the construct. Are things happening to me or for me? Because I may not like what is happening. I may be really uncomfortable with what's happening. But if I remember that everything is happening for me, I will receive it in a completely different way. I will experience it in a completely different way. So that instead of suffering, I could actually have joy. What? But this is wrong and this is bad. You know, I did a broadcast yesterday, and it was really surprising because people said, but it's not okay. So it's okay to feel that way, but it's my choice how I experience everything. And if I'm truly committed that I get to show up in joy, that I get to show up and have freedom, that I get to show up and live an abundant life, rich with love and resource, that's my choice. I can choose that. And it's not always easy to choose it because we're like, no, this wasn't supposed to be this way. And we want to tense down and clamp because we think we can control. We can't control any of it. You can't control, just try controlling someone else for 10 seconds and you'll find out we can't control any of it. You want to control what's happening in your own body? You can't control it. You can only allow more fluidity so that the most harmonious expression takes place. Can only allow fluidity, ease, soften your body, breathe more fully. The only things you have charge over are where you put your attention and what you do with your body. So how am I going to breathe right now in this moment? Am I going to soften and breathe fully? Am I going to tense and just muster up this energy? What's going to happen? You have charge over that. Where you put your attention. Do I put some of my attention within me? What's happening here? Or am I putting all my attention out there? Is it going to be this way? And then I'll feel good. Oh, is it going to be that way? And then it won't be good. Now the outer takes charge, hijacks my entire state of being, and determines whether I feel good or bad or just get bounced in my life. So where do I put my attention? Outside of me or right in here? Make the choice to at least put some of your attention in each moment within you. That is the only place true change can occur. All right, we've got Julie said, I get really stuck and don't know how to let it go. For a year, I've been holding on to how things need to end with my ex. I'm still confused why it can't end that way and struggle with letting. Let's see if she continued. I know that this cuts off after a few characters. So I want you to see, and this is for anyone, if you're struggling with something that you're like, oh, why can't it go the way, you know, why can't it end that way? How do you think things need to end? Struggling, I'm holding on to how things need to end with my ex. So how do you think things need to end? And this is a really powerful tool for me. I'll meet, because I did vote in this election. And this is kind of why that came up for me, was I realized, oh, if things go this way, I'm not going to be so happy about it. But I'm not going to let myself be swayed by external circumstances. I'm going to neutralize that. Neutralize attachment so that I feel free no matter what. So this is what happened for me yesterday, was like, all right, it's okay, however it goes. Why is it okay? Well, I've got to go to that experience and neutralize it. So let's say, well, for me, you know, okay, the other candidate wins. All right, where am I in attachment? Where am I in fear that it won't be okay either way? Feel it in your body. And so this is for, feel in your body, whatever that circumstance is with your ex that you don't like, or for anyone, if there's a relationship you're in, a circumstance you're in, and you're like, ah, I'm trying to change it, it's not okay. Feel what comes up in you. If it is exactly as it is, okay, it's this unwanted thing, breathe in, breathe out. But soften your body and let yourself really receive the breath, just for 5 or 10 breaths. Feel what comes up. Is there heaviness? Is there fluttering in your belly? Is there pressure on your chest? All you're going to do is breathe into that. Breathe in, let the sensations come up and breathe them, but breathe them willingly and fully. So feel this situation with your ex, everything unwanted. Oh, I feel abandoned, betrayed, whatever is coming up for you. Yes, you're going to actually say yes to this and give it 5 or 10 breaths. I will presence this energy now. That is the only place it can transmute. Meet what arises in you, because the situation can change. The outer world can change, but it will only do so in reflection to what's changed in you, what's different in you. How are you showing up differently? Where's your energy? So where you put your attention and what you do with your body, put your attention on this space that feels heavy, that feels the angst of fear or the pressure of carrying the world on your shoulders. Breathe into that area. Yes to this. And let it move. If you need a little more breath, use a little more. Aisha said, I felt the intensity over the last couple of weeks. I've been working so hard in 4 different jobs in case we have another lockdown. Sorry, I gotta use my glasses sometimes. And which we now have here in UK. My health has suffered. First my thyroid, then a stomach bug. I feel I had no choice other than to work that way. Well, this is a big difference before I go on. This is happening to me, or this is happening for me. Now, you may not see another path, so you choose this one. All right, I don't like it, but this is the only one I see right now. I'm gonna choose it. Why you do this? Because as soon as you choose to do what you're doing, instead of, I don't want to, but I have to, so I'm gonna do this, you change the energy. You just went from victim to empowered. Even if you're doing exactly the same thing, right? Like, oh, I feel lamenting over my ex. I don't want to feel this, versus I feel lamenting over my ex. I choose to feel this. I choose to be exactly where I am. I feel loathsome. I feel abandoned. Okay. I choose to feel this. You just shifted all of the energy. You're in a different frequency now. So this can release, it can dissolve, so that now you're like, oh, wait a minute. Why don't I do it that way? And you do see another option. Because I got to do 4 jobs. I got to do this. I got to do that. There's no other choice. You literally change the way your brain functions. So your brain cannot see what might be right there. It literally can't see it. All right. She said, I felt I had no choice. I don't want to go back to this way of working. And now I feel the pressure to use this time to work on my own creative business, but I'm too exhausted. Yeah. So you're still putting pressure on yourself. So the energy you're in, even though you're not doing that 4 jobs, you're still in the energy of it. It's not okay. It's not okay. So now I got to do my new thing. I got to develop the other thing. Oh, wait, I don't have any energy. Oh no. So take a moment, soften your body, breathe more fully, and just be in that space. And all you've got to do is, I wonder if there's anything else possible here. I wonder what else is possible. Just curiosity. I did a whole broadcast on this a few months back, and it's just a powerful space. But we have to actually choose what we're choosing instead of being victim in order to open that up. I've kept waiting until I have the energy to work on it, but it never comes. So it won't come because you're in that tense down, clamping energy around fear. So soften. You're going to feel the fear more. Fine. Better out than in. Breathe, because your body already knows how to release that energy. 10 breaths. Oh my God, this is mega unthinkable fear. Yes. Breathe in, breathe out. So this is the second thing I'm talking about here with how to let go when things don't go your way. So first of all is what is my way? What's my idea that has to go this way anyway? The second one is how things are going. The idea that this is happening to me when actually it's happening for me. Can I step out of victim and into empowered? And then the last piece is, what are the things, right? Things not going my way. What are the things? It's the outer world. It's out there, right? Like my leadership is what will determine my life. If this is the leader, then I got it good. If that's the leader, then I got it bad. It's outside me. So whenever we put our attention outside of us, how they treat me, what they do, what's happening out there, how much money I have, then we're at the whim of the external circumstances. We are not in unconditional well-being. We are not in unconditional joy. But our state is unconditional joy. So if I'm going to cultivate that, I've got to be willing to let go of how real I'm making that thing out there, and make and get connected in here, allowing this to be what's more real. Doesn't mean I pretend nothing's happening out there. It just means I have more energy and attention. And what's happening in here? Oh, I'm feeling scared. Oh, that's why it seems like everyone's attacking me. I'm just feeling insecure, right? Because there's how I'm feeling, there's what's happening, and then there's how what I'm making it mean. And they're usually totally different things. What's happening is someone's screaming and having a fit. And what's happening is I'm getting scared like I'm being attacked, right? So what I'm making it mean is I'm not safe. But what if I just soften around that, like, that person's screaming and they're judging me and criticizing me too. Huh, interesting. Well, if I'm not willing to make myself wrong or buy into fear, I can actually just have a neutral experience. Wonder what's going on for him today. I don't have to make it be about me. I don't have to engage in it. So the all real change comes from within me. So if I'm looking out there for the change, and I'm not saying don't participate in an election, don't be proactive in your life. I'm saying it, do it from the space within you where there's truth, where there's power. Julie said, I do make it not okay and beat myself up. I've been punishing myself. Not sure how to let go of the thought of wanting us to end in peace. And now he's okay not talking to me, not seeing me. So feel everything that comes up in you as it is. Because instead of trying to change it, make it different so that you don't have to feel this, feel what it's bringing up. That's the only thing that can let this change. I know the feeling, right? Because you're like, no, I've been misunderstood. So sit with it, breathe with it. Oh my God, this feels so intense and overwhelming, but be with it anyway. Take 10 breaths. Teresa said, I love this, Dr. Kim, putting attention and energy inside me versus outside. I love you, Teresa. Katarina said, I had this dreamy awareness minutes before I woke up this morning saying, make some friction and heat with your hands. Place them at your lower back kidneys. Feel the warmth. This is the place why you see your world in separation. Oh, this is beautiful. So this area, the low back, this is where your kidneys are. Right back here. That's where your adrenals sit, right on top of your kidneys. And the acupressure meridian, it's the same one for adrenals, kidneys. That's where the fear energy takes place. The adrenals is where you create adrenaline and the stress hormones and fight or flight response right there in your adrenals. So if you can even just make a fist and bang on that area a little bit like this. 20 or 30 seconds, it'll help release this area, free up the channel so you can release fear. She said, amazing. And what she did was warmed up her hands, placed them right in that area. Same thing, just bringing some energy there. I felt my body melt so much discomfort. I woke up with a smile. I'm sure it has to do with me following this powerful knowledge here. It's all within me. Awesome. Oh, so beautiful. Tiffany said, I needed to up my antidepressant medication after having lowered my dose. I decided to choose it. What a difference it made. I'd still like to eliminate it at some point. Yes, and you're way more empowered for that to happen than you would be if you said, oh, I had to increase my dose again. I don't want to do this, but I have no choice. No, if you're going to choose medication, but choose it consciously. Presence, what's the highest truth for me? It's okay for me to choose what's the highest truth for me. Doesn't mean it's the highest truth that's possible, just means it's the highest one that I can access right now. So have it. Julie said, I felt lots of intensity in my chest. It's pushing me to do the work. I felt like a victim. So looking at it from a different perspective. Yes. A different perspective of this is happening for me because this experience, right? My boyfriend breaks up with me. He doesn't want to talk to me. This is happening. I don't like what's happening. Is bringing me to meet the energies that are in me that I may be unconscious of. Oh, I feel shame. Oh, I feel unwanted. Oh, I feel inadequate. Well, it'd be good to presence some of those so they release, bring love into that darkness. So when I go into my next relationship, I'm bringing my wholeness. I'm coming in the knowing I'm beautiful and worthy of love. You can only do that by embracing these spaces that maybe someone has rejected that show you where you're rejecting yourself. Oh, beautiful. Isabel, wow, thank you for this reminder. It's so true. Just allowing more fluidity. Yeah, that's what really creates change in the world. Our leadership is a reflection of us. The consciousness of our leadership is a reflection of the consciousness within our collective. And one person can shift the whole collective. One person in the frequency of love or above shifts like hundreds of thousands of people who are in fear. Arlene said, I choose that it's all happening for me. Thank you for the reminder. You're so spot on. Oh, I love you guys. Awesome. 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 Thanks, Arlene. Nice. All right. I love you guys. My daughter said, you're doing good. All right. I love you guys. Asha said, thank you. Always have a beautiful way of explaining things. All right. I will keep tuning in. I'll be here every Wednesday, 11 a.m. Mountain. We do have the book launch coming up next week. So the Mind Body Toolkit I have created, basically, as a doctor and someone who was always really interested in how the body heals itself, I studied everything I could, science, research, other authors and books about, what is this connection, how all of our physiology is connected, how every thought we have sends a message to every cell in our body that either creates greater health, vitality, resilience, or literally creates disease. So my big question with that was always, well, now what do I do? I understand this. Everything's communicating. The mind and body are connected. The body heals itself. How do I ignite that? What do I do with that understanding? So the way I wrote my book was, these are 10 tools you can use anytime, anywhere to activate this healing within you, for your physical, your mental, your emotional, for what's happening in your life, in your world, to really activate your power. So it's called the Mind Body Toolkit. We have created the second edition for various reasons. We put really beautiful tools, bonuses, audios, meditations when you buy the book that are downloadable with that. And if you're subscribed at drkimd.com, we will be sharing the link starting on Monday. And again, there's a promo for pre-ordering the hardcover, and I will be signing those for you and send you a special message of love. All right, I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Anne said, my body's overreacting. Help me to receive this in ease. Yeah, this is a big thing. As soon as you say, all right, I receive what's happening, there's more serenity in your body. And what we've seen medically is inflammation goes down, pain triggers, your endorphins go up, so you have less pain response in your body. Cortisol levels, stress hormones, your digestion improves, so you can actually metabolize and absorb the antioxidants that help repair and healing. So a lot of things, your body's already got you covered. You've got to bring the serenity and the harmony. I love you too, baby girl. This is so cool that my daughter's here. All right. Sharon said, I love the book, Dr. Kim, one of my favorites. Someone in Facebook, I'm an MD and your work resonates with me so much. Thank you for this new perspective that I already knew, but I couldn't articulate it. I'm so interested in how the body heals and how I can communicate this message as a doctor. We actually are going to run the practitioner program again. We're running it now through December. We're going to start the next group up in a couple months. It's called Be the Medicine. And the link for that is drkimd.com/BTM. So if you're a practitioner or a physician, you're welcome to join the next group. It's been unbelievably powerful. And I really love doing that. So you're welcome to join. All right, everyone. Thank you for being here. Subscribe if you're in YouTube. You can join the Mind Body community if you play in Facebook. And I will be here again next week to see you soon. Lots of love. Bye to my Jemmy. Have an awesome day at school. Bye.
You've been listening to the Mind Body TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. For a special download to assist with integrating this work, go to drkimd.com/podcast.